The woman who's running for president presented her platform yesterday to thousands of supporters at a political rally outside Paris, France. Her name isn't Clinton. It's Ségolène Royal. The French candidate's major policy speech came after a two-month listening period. She said she was consulting ordinary French people about issues important to them. But while she was listening, she lost her lead in the polls. Now that she's talking, reporter Eleanor Beardsley is listening.
In a two-hour speech in front of 10,000 passionate supporters, Ségolène Royal outlined a program of mostly social and some economic measures that she said would make France a fairer and better place for all. For the last 3 months, Royal's campaign has organized over 6,000 town hall meetings to gauge public sentiment and ordinary concerns. Many of those concerns became the backbone of her campaign platform.
Avons-nous quelque chose à dire encore au monde? Avons-nous quelque chose encore à lui apporter?
Do we still have something to say to the world? She asked the crowd as they scream "We" in response. Do we have something to give the world? Do you believe in it? Do you want it? Well, I want it with you. Sunday's fervor aside, things have not been going well for Royal. She has floundered, lacking a stance on issues, while her main rival Nicolas Sarkozy has been busy hammering out his message of tax cuts and putting France to work again.
Avec une nouvelle polémique, une de plus autour des propos de Ségolène Royal.
Oui, une affaire qui fait grand bruit au Canada et qui fait même là-bas la une.
To make matters worse, Royal has had a recent string of highly publicized foreign policy gaffes during trips abroad that were meant to highlight her international savoir-faire. She complimented the speed of Chinese justice and agreed with a Hezbollah official who likened U.S. foreign policy to that of the Nazis. Her blunders even drew a rebuke from Canada's prime minister when she told a Canadian journalist that she supported Quebec's sovereignty. Pierre Lelouch is a member of parliament and an advisor to Nicolas Sarkozy.
She doesn't know how many nuclear submarines we have 90 days before having her finger on the button, which is a little disturbing. Anyway, she gave an impression of being a complete amateur on foreign affairs. And on the internal issues, she has chosen an approach which is, let's have the French tell me what I have to say.
While half the country thinks Ségolène Royal has nothing much to say, the other half seems to fear having Nicolas Sarkozy as president. The straight-talking interior minister has never been able to live down his tough cop image forged during riots in immigrant neighborhoods a year and a half ago. Back at the rally, Chantal Laban, who is originally from the French Caribbean, says Royal incarnates hope for change in France.
France is a diverse nation, and that is the key to our success. We must build a France where everyone is respected. But this isn't the case today. And yes, I'm talking specifically about Mr. Sarkozy, who says some very aggressive things about people.
With presidential elections just 10 weeks away, Royal hopes her speech Sunday will give her a boost in the polls. Most important, say analysts, with her presidential agenda finally on record, the real campaign can now begin. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.